I decided I have to start a new life, start over. And I didn't want to go back to teaching, so my mother actually drove me into Winnipeg because I'd gone home to my parents. She drove me into Winnipeg and I went to have an interview at what was called the Manpower Office to get a job. And there were two jobs that interested me for which I got interviews. One was at the Canadian Wheat Board for the librarian's job for the market analysis department. And the other job was to start a career at Holt Renfrew's. And they both offered me the job. And that was one of the major decisions looking back of my life. You know, I chose a very different road. I decided that my life would be more fulfilled by working for an organization like the Wheat Board. Actually, I knew nothing about it. But I thought that they would give more meaning to me, to my life than working for Holt Renfrew's. I love their clothes, but I didn't see myself just spending my life dealing with clothes. There are more important things in life than that.
What a decision you made.
Yeah,
Like, wow.
it wasn't all that hard, but I gave it a long thought.
Yeah, well, and it
And
turned out.
so I very quickly decided I had before I got the interview, well, I got the interview and I had to with Harold Bjarnason. And do you know him?
The name has come up, but I've
Okay.
not met him.
Harold Bjarnason at the time was the director of this new market analysis department. So I was asked to come for an interview with him and the director of at the time, personnel, Art McLean. And since I knew nothing about the Wheat Board, I had to do a quick course, crash course. So I sent my mom, we were in Winnipeg still after my meeting with Manpower, and I sent my mom off to get some to the Wheat Board to get some pamphlets of information. And I took myself off to the Manitoba archives, which at that time were in what we still call the old concert hall, you know, the building behind Portage, behind the Bays
Yes.
Parkade, that building. I went off there and I dug up some information on the Wheat Board and then went off to my interview the next day. And one of the questions they asked me was, what did I know about foreign aid? Because the Wheat Board, it participated in a lot of aid programs. So I said, well, the only thing I knew about aid was the fact that I'd just come from living in the West Indies, and I knew that SEDA sent a lot of aid to that particular island. It was the island of St. Kitts. And it would, I'm not sure what was in those big, huge bundles that came by ship, but they were loaded on the wharfs, and nobody ever saw them again. So that was all I knew about aid. I didn't think that was a very good answer, but that was all I could say. And I was offered the job the next day. So that's how I started in
Great.
1971.